I'm speaking with Natalie Macy. She's the founder of the Ray County K-9 Committee. And Natalie, thank you for joining us, and we're going to let you explain just what exactly is the Ray County K-9 Committee.
The Ray County K-9 Committee is a committee that we formed. It's a nonprofit organization. We're registered with the state of Missouri. We are trying to obtain a dog, a K-9 dog, for Ray County Sheriff's Office. The cost of the dog is $8,500. To date, we have already raised $2,800. The handler is going to be David Benham. He is a corporal with the Ray County Sheriff's Office. And we are going to be raising money for the dog. It's for the handler, for training, lodging, and everything while the dog is being and the handler is being trained. The dog will be used for tracking and narcotics. And we are just looking for donations.
And so, if it's going to be with the Ray County Sheriff's Department, this is a dog that can be deployed inside Richmond city limits. Anything that's in Ray County, Hardin.
Anything that's Ray County, I mean, I'm sure that if Carroll County needed to use the dog, I'm sure that that would not be a problem. Once we've reached our goal to acquire this dog, then we will be getting with Sheriff Troy to see about getting a dog for Carroll County and maybe forming a Carroll County K-9 Committee. That's going to be our goal. We want to be able to have a dog in each county. There's been a lot of drug busts on Highway 70. Cars and stuff. Lafayette County's been doing a lot of busts with dogs, finding drugs coming from the Colorado area, and it's moving through our communities, and it's only a matter of time, if it's not even already been happening, coming down to 10.
Right.
So we're trying to see what we can do to get that to where we can just kind of save our community, watch our schools. She's going to be a community dog where she can just do all sorts of stuff, just help the community.
So how long ago did you organize this, and what was one of the things that really, I mean, we know about the drug problems and drug busts, but what were some of the other motivations for the organization of this committee?
Well, the motivation for me was to form this is that my cousin, his name was Robert Unger. He was a master sergeant with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office in Tampa, Florida, and he was my cousin, but he was more like a brother. He passed away, and he was one of the first deputies in Hillsborough County, Florida, to have a canine, and he was very influential in my life, and I was going to give money when he passed away. He was 58 years old. He got thrown from a horse and became a quadriplegic, and I just wanted to do something more than just give money to the, you know, to the organization that he, you know, that they were saying to give to. So I went ahead and started researching and everything about the dogs because I was always fascinated with the dog sergeant that he had. And that's kind of how this all started. And I started asking questions with the sheriff. And I just wanted to do just something more than just give a donation. So that's how I basically, that was for me to start the Ray County K-9 Committee, just because I come from Tampa, Florida, a big city, and know that that there's dogs all over the place. So when I came here 4 years ago to live, I was like, well, what do you mean we don't have a dog? So that was kind of the undertaking that I just kind of took on a little personal goal for myself. And my company, Macy Bell Bonds, has given $1,000 towards the dog.
Excellent. So once again, you're trying to raise $8,500. You're about $2,800 at this point. How can people donate? Can they go for more information and find out more about the organization of Ray County K-9 Committee?
Yes, they're more than welcome to call my office at 816-776-0014, or they can just send it to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 64, Richmond, Missouri, 64085. We are now in the process of becoming the Richmond Chamber of Commerce, and we are going today to open up a bank account at State Bank. So any State Bank that they would like to drop off and make a deposit, you can, you know, remain anonymous, or, you know, we can go ahead and, you know, send them thank yous and everything. But she's a really good dog. She's mild-mannered. She's going to be good with kids. She's just going to be good overall for our community.
Well, Natalie, we appreciate your time with this, and we'll definitely get the word out for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Natalie Macy, she is the founder of Ray County K-9 Committee.